The scripture is a breadbasket of wholesome food against moldy traditions, a physician's shop against poisoned heresies, an entire body of profitable laws against rebellious spirits, a treasury of most costly jewels against beggarly elements, and finally, a fountain of most pure water springing up into everlasting life. That's by Dale Burkholder, who wrote the book, Scriptures Preserved and Translated. So good afternoon to all of you. I again greet you in the worthy and the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's the one who told those that believe on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So last evening, we considered an ability of the Word of God. And that ability was the availability or the accessibility of God's Word. We have it. It is readily available for us. So this afternoon, I would like to take another look at another ability of God's Word as we find it in Psalm 119. Now we begin by thinking about the word sustain. If we define sustain, it simply means to keep in existence, to maintain or prolong, to provide nourishment for, to support, carry the weight of, to endure, withstand. Consider with me the sustainability of the Word of God. It can keep you in spiritual existence. It provides nourishment for you. It supports us under a heavy load. By the Word of God, we can endure hardship and withstand temptation. We're going to continue our walk through Psalm 119, we're going to begin reading now in verse 33. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. Establish thy word unto thy servant, who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. We find in this stanza an individual who is seeking direction from God. By asking the Lord for understanding, we are acknowledging him as the true source of wisdom, in which we should doubt nothing. Now, we briefly mentioned yesterday about the necessity of having a teachable spirit. I believe we've been hearing that from Brother Ed has said, if we receive with meekness and humility, there's a predictable result that happens when we receive the Word of God. Here again, we find it. Note the attitude of a learner in the first three verses of this section. Teach me, give me, make me. It's a beautiful progression of learning. First, we need to be taught by God. Secondly, we need to understand what he is teaching us. And thirdly, we must do what his word tells us to do. Of what value are the lessons of God after all, if we aren't putting them into practice? A lesson is not well learned until we have passed the test of what is being taught. In verse 37, we catch a glimpse of the sustainability of God's word. Turn my eyes from vanity and quicken me in thy way. The word quicken means to make alive, revive, to nourish up, to preserve. This speaks loudly of the sustainability of God's word. Verse 41. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation, according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me, for I trust in thy word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgments. So shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever, and I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes. In these 8 verses, we see a transition now from a desire to be taught to an earnest desire for God's mercy from the God of our salvation. If it were not for his abundant mercy, where would you and I be? It's because of his mercies that we are not consumed. According to God's word, God's mercy comes to us. This again speaks to us of the sustainability of God's word. Lord, I hear of showers of blessings. Thou art scattering full and free, showers the thirsty land refreshing. Let thy mercy fall on me. In verse 45, we see then that the word of truth is part of me. Keeping God's law is liberating. The truth is what frees us. Then the stanza ends by making a statement. I will meditate in thy statutes. The objective for every child of God should be to go beyond just reading the scriptures to meditating upon them. And it is through meditation on God's word that we find sustenance for our daily spiritual well-being. Verse 49. Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in mine affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. The proud have had me greatly in derision, yet have I not declined from thy law. I remembered thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Horror hath taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. This I have because I kept thy precepts. We find a theme of remembrance in this portion. When we remember God's word, it causes the child of God to burst forth into singing. Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. Singing the praises of God and of his laws is a healing agent to the wickedness which surrounds me. Songs to our Maker is like fuel to keep our lamps burning. The challenge is, remember the word of the Lord. In my time of remembrance, sing in the house of your pilgrimage. The source of the pilgrim's joy is the scriptures. Verse 57. Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy words. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. I am a companion of all them that fear thee and of them that keep thy precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. a recurring phrase we find throughout this beautiful psalm is that phrase, my whole heart. When we seek God with our whole heart, we will never be met with disappointment. Now in verse 57, it says that God is our portion. Our portion of what? You remember each day in the wilderness, God provided a portion of food for the children of Israel, didn't he? He provided manna. It was their daily sustenance from God himself. God and his word are our daily portion. He, through his word, sustains us. If we aren't reading his word, you're going to die spiritually. Even at midnight, verse 62, I'm going to rise and give thanks because of his righteous judgments. God's ways are always perfect, even in our darkest hour. Verse 65. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according unto thy word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. Thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. The first verse sets the tone of this stanza. All that God does for his servant is counted as good. It is well. Verse 68. Thou art good and doest good.
God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. He answers prayer. He answers prayer.
This section ends with a tremendous challenge for us. All the wealth of this world does not compare, yea, rather pales in comparison to the Word of God. It's in the Word of God that we find true riches. The question is, which gold am I seeking? Verse 73. Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments. They that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word. I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me. Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word and to thy servant. Let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live, for thy law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause, but I will meditate in thy precepts. Let those that fear thee turn unto me, and those that have known thy testimonies. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed. The one who has made us and fashioned us also will sustain us. Even in our affliction, verse 75, God is faithful, and he will sustain you spiritually. I would close with a thought given in verse 80. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes. We could say it like this. Let my worship be always in sincerity and in truth, drinking from the pure word of God, which sustains me and never disappoints me. I thank God for the sustainability of his word. May God bless you. Let's rise for prayer. Father in heaven, we pause this afternoon to thank you again for the sustainability of your word. You indeed are our portion. Help us, Lord, to avail ourselves to that portion you give us each day and not to neglect it. Thank you for your goodness, Lord, and for your mercy that flows on us each day. It is because of your mercies that we are not consumed. Great is your faithfulness. May you continue to bless the reading of your word and be with our brothers he shares with us now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.